What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Brought us, just dropped a Kit Kat on me. I love that time of day. It's my favorite segment right here. And we're going to talk about Cowboys free agency and some key decisions, contract projections on what these guys are going to make. I'm going to call this segment the Pocket Watch for you, where we talk about pro athlete contracts and whether or not we want our teams to give them what the market says they are worth. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With the Frankels, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I want to salute Mike Poland. He did the work, made it nice and easy for me here on his Twitter account.
UK Mike?
That is UK Mike.
Nice.
Yeah, this is UK Cowboys.
Salute to UK Cowboys.
Yes.
And to Mike Poland.
They've got their 100th episode coming up. I've been lucky enough to be asked for the first time ever to come
on. To be on it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man.
Wow, today
it is quite a program to be on.
Those guys are so much
fun to be with.
I don't know why they asked me to do it.
They're going to ask you to give takes in your accent? Because you could do that. You could do some of that.
I can try.
I think that'd be fun.
It might be. I don't know. Do you think they'd be offended?
Not at all.
Give him some Bully Melrose.
Split the difference. Melrose.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you, bye-bye.
Looking forward to that.
Those guys are awesome. They're really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. How
I will say this. I think they're 7-0 or 8-0 when they're in the building. They come over and watch
a
game.
Run.
They were here in November.
They were here for
these boys season tickets.
Yeah, I was about to say, they were here for the Philly-Kansas City back-to-back and got them both. That's crazy.
Okay, Cowboy free agents with estimated APY range, George Pickens, 30.5 to 35.5. We talked a lot about him yesterday. I think our opinions are well established. It'll be interesting to see how the Cowboys choose to play this out. Let's jump to Javonte Williams, $7 to $9 million. I guess I'm okay with that because of the pass protection. That seems a lot. I don't know how the Cowboys are going to react to that. If Javonte's looking for, what would that be? 3 years and $21 million sounds pretty reasonable for a back that good. He's not going to give you house call ability, and isn't that part of the reason they let Rico Dowdle go? The explosive runs maybe aren't there quite enough with Javonte Williams, but there's a lot of value in being a significant pass protector guy for Dak. How do you think they'd react if it's 7-9 for Javonte, guys?
I think they'd say that's a little too rich for us.
You think so?
I do.
After all that presser talk about how he was priority number one?
I think that maybe at 7. I think if he gets to 9.
What are you calling him out here, Chief?
Yeah.
Well, they're giving you a lot of lip service.
I don't ever believe what they say at the press conference.
Which is fair.
They didn't want to go over, 4 for Rico? You know, so I don't know. I think I wonder what their number is that they'd say, I'm not.
They're going to draft Love at 12.
They're definitely trying to lowball the hell out of him, you know, and if they can get it done early, and maybe Javonte be happy with that. You know, he's had a good career if he loves being a Cowboy. Do you think the market provides 7-9 for him for an offer to play off of, get him a little leverage? Somebody else can offer Javonte Williams $7 to $9 million?
I think if you look at the things that we talked about, that guy's got some complete back to him. I'm surprised they didn't throw him the ball more, by the way.
I agree.
You know, but if somebody really, really digs in and evaluates him, the fact that everybody's probably saying, well, damn, bro, it's for $7 million, just get an offensive tackle if you need a blocker. You know, but if you look at this guy, he has got complete back traits. I mean, he's not going to – you're right, Dawson. He's not going to run away from you.
You're pretty close to Breece Hall at $9 million.
That's what I think that him and Breece Hall are pretty – that's kind of what the people are probably going to look at right there.
You also have out there, I guess, early signs are Rico Dowdle's going to pursue free agency there after 1 year with the Panthers. He's looking to be a bell cow, and I don't know if that opportunity will be afforded him here. But he was still splitting carries quite a bit there, and says he wants a situation where it's not going to be show up and get four attempts or six attempts. He wants to know he's the number one guy. Be interesting to see if he gets that. Jadeveon Clowney at $5 to $7 million. If this is a 1 year deal, boom, we're done.
Yeah,
nothing else to see here. You need to, you know, hopefully they still address it in the draft, but like Clowney and Ezeraku and a rookie with the 12th or 20th pick, I think there's a path to more success there next year. I mean, Clowney might be able to get you 10 sacks still if he played the whole season, which is doubtful. He's you know, pretty banged up guy. Dante Fowler, speaking of edges, $4.5 to $6.5 million. Had a down year, didn't he? But he's still young enough and has enough of a track record with the right coach. Maybe he could bounce back.
If Aaron Whitecotton stays, I'm not doing anything with Fowler.
He's gone.
I mean,
but he's due for his big year. It's every other year. This is the year he finally is good again, right?
You know, go to Jacksonville and get you 10 sacks.
Fair.
It was a tough year, and he had a number of pretty...
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong criticisms in those exit interviews, didn't he, about how the coaches didn't put him in his...
He did, yes. And he was hurt. He was very hurt, he says.
Honest guy out there.
He probably wouldn't want to be back if Aaron Whitecotton is back. Donovan Wilson, $4 to $7 million. This has got to be a see you later. They need a significant upgrade in football IQ, and I think there's a role for Donovan Wilson in the NFL, but for what this team's needs are, we're going to have to upgrade coverage abilities. And you know, he's just a go hit you guy. And I mean, what else does he do? And for a team that got victimized so much and had trouble sorting out the communications between corner and safety and that in different coverages and stuff.
I wonder, you know, like Matt Eberflus, you know, he ended up taking the fall for it. Not the fall, but he got like, oh, of course, we all know. But I mean, I wonder if people were out there looking at it and saying, gosh dang, Matt, you're putting that guy as a true free safety, playing him single high.
They misused him quite a bit.
I wonder if it's his fault or is it Matt Eberflus's fault for Overstreet or whoever was coaching up the position to put him in single high stuff and put him in coverage. That's never been anything that he could do very well. And do you blame the player or do you blame the coach for messing him up?
It did expose who the player is for future uses, you know, like it really defined his limitations. And I would not be confident that, you know, using him going forward in anything else than a box safety, like you better be going with cover one and cover three and put him where he's good at. How about Sam Williams at $3 to $5 million? Maybe a little too rich for me. I like him as a depth piece on your line. He had a couple of pretty good games. How many snaps did he end up playing? 474. So as a part-time player, considering you know, how many needs they have, but they don't have any other edges. You're gonna have to bring in somebody. Why not Sam? It seems like all the guys like him. Physical player might be on the his era might be pointing up a little bit.
Here's,
what do you guys say?
Here's once again.
I'm out.
Is once again if it's him or is it Whitecotton not getting it done? You know,
and you're on this Whitecotton not a good coach thing. I feel like he's been public enemy number one for you.
I kind of feel like though that this team really, really struggled, and they felt like that they were coming out of camp that they were much better on the defensive line,
yeah,
and they really weren't. And maybe that's where the evaluation was wrong, that they felt like that their ends were better. They had to go out and make two trades to get defensive tackles. But somebody convinced the Joneses that the defensive line was okay. I'm pointing the finger at you, Aaron Whitecotton. I'm pointing the finger at you, and I'm gonna say that like we've seen defensive line coaches come in here and make a difference for some of these guys. Even Jeff Seguina got Mozzie Smith to play at a little bit of a better level, right? Not great, but I there's a lot of praise that was heaped on that guy. And I'm kind of at that moment right now where, well, who got better? Was it, you know,
Solomon Thomas?
The whole defense just reverted back to crap. You know, and maybe that's just the staff, or maybe these guys just aren't that good.
Thomas said today he's been amazing for me. Every D line I've been on, we've been great under him. He commands intensity. Yeah. He commands greatness.
Good.
Has a high standard. It's easy to like a guy that kind of got you paid, though. And Aaron Whitecotton did that for Solomon, and maybe Quinnen Williams as well.
I'm gonna say Quinnen Williams could probably roll out of bed with me as a coach, and I could probably get him ready to play.
I got to get this one in. Brandon Aubrey, $6 to $7 million for one of the top three kickers in the NFL. Whew, that is a pretty penny for a kicker. I think he's probably worth it, but that'd be a tough eval. I mean, if you got to choose between getting a starting level linebacker or safety or having your kicker, everybody going kicker here?
I'm not messing with the kicker stuff. I'd rather
not messing with or just sign the guy.
I don't want to be worrying about who my kicker is. I think you've seen in the playoffs. I think you've seen in the regular season, 13 teams going through a different kicker. I'm here for I want stability at the position, and he's going to give that to you.
TJ Bass and Brock Hoffman in the $3-5 million range. I just think with the offensive line, if you're investing in depth, we got to be looking at tackle, not guard. We get a guard, right? Aren't we?
Well, if Bass and Hoffman leave, I mean, do you have is Rob Jones back this year?
I think that was just a 1-year deal.
Yeah. So I don't know. All of a sudden, now you're looking at like
I like Bass.
And for that number, if you could bring him back as a restricted guy, maybe some other team wants him to start. Well,
especially if Tyler Smith is your left tackle contingency plan, like when Guyton inevitably gets banged up again and they kick him out. Like you need somebody to play guard.
True.
So and Tyler Smith himself, knee tendonitis, whatever it was, a little banged up, missing time. I would like to have TJ Bass back.
Wouldn't be the worst spot to have some quality. Okay. Time for a mixed bag, Woolchuck. Where are you taking it today?
Let's do it. Grade the fantasy football punishment, more football leftovers, and some Rangers.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.